views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. I can't hear me. Turn me up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. All right. Got it. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Well, you know it's Monday. People change things around in here. It's not my fault. Yeah, it is my fault. So, good morning. It's Monday, the 29th of January, 2024, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring and compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Christina's in there.
Good morning,
Christina. Did you have a nice weekend?
I was working hard on this weekend, and Saturday I was working on our project that was ready today. And yesterday was really cool shows that we was having here in the station.
Yeah, I was listening to several of them. They were pretty good.
Yeah, in the morning we start with Kevin Cry, which was kind of spicy, and we follow with all the interesting topic all day.
Yeah, it's all local. And then, see, that's Sunday. It goes from 8 till 3. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights we have local shows. And, of course, Linda and I, Monday through Friday. Linda's down in Hemet. At her best friend's mom passed, so she's down there in support of her and her family. So, okay, what kind of special day is it out there?
Today is National Puzzle Day.
National Puzzle Day.
Yes. It's actually really super national American. Like, I mean, puzzle is created in America and over the world, people love it. So I feel like it's a really good day to celebrate.
Okay. Wow. My life's a puzzle. At times. Anyway, okay, hey, the weather. Was yesterday beautiful or what? Horse and I went out and rode in the fields and all that. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Yesterday it was over 70. And then tonight, some patchy fog with a low around 51. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 65. But tomorrow night, showers start. Mainly after 4 a.m., so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, showers, Saturday, and Sunday, all chances of showers, and then, partly sunny after that. So and the highs are going to be in the mid-50s, and the lows, on Friday, it's going to be a low around 36, so it's going to be the weather's out there again. Yesterday was just an aberration, and today. Then we go back to January, February weather. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives just great customer service, since all the propane comes out of a couple of tanks down south. So it comes down to customer service, and they just provide outstanding customer service, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, other payment plans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Todd Jones. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Mr. EDC.
Happy Monday.
CEO. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on. But you know what? It's a great day to be a Niner fan because the Niners are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about that. I watched football yesterday. I haven't been watching football. But in the last year, kind of got back into it to watch Kansas City do what they do.
Yeah, they dominated. They did really well.
They win. You know, Baltimore goes down, scores on their first time with the ball, and then Kansas City comes back. And then they just eventually just wore down the quarterback from Baltimore.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, Lamar Jackson, yeah. And I don't think he had 100 yards running, which is unusual for a game like that. And
he has, he'll probably be the MVP this year.
He could be.
But they just kept coming at him.
Yeah.
And what does Mahomes do? Mahomes is Mahomes.
He always delivers. I know it's going to be a rematch of
five of the last six Super Bowls he's been in.
Yeah, I think so. And, 2020, they played the Niners. So this is and the Niners blew a big lead in the fourth quarter in 2020. So hopefully this year they learned their lesson and they can stop Travis Kelce, too.
Well, let's Well, Kelsey, who has really not had a great, you know, well, he's had a,
the last few games have been good.
He's had a Kelsey season, but not as good. But then you're right, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 10 or 12 catches yesterday.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards. And with all those distractions going on in his life, it's pretty impressive if he can still focus.
You know what? They only flashed up to Taylor Swift that I can remember once.
I was waiting to see his brother, Jason Kelsey. That was my favorite moment of the Bills game the week before.
No shirt.
Yeah.
Standing out in the snow.
Just a fan.
Just drinking.
And a brother.
Yeah, and a brother. And then San Diego. And frankly, Detroit goes down, scores, scores again.
Yeah.
I said, this could be a long day for the 40. I mean, they just didn't have their game face on in the beginning.
No.
And then
they started slow.
They always start slow.
You know, they came up when they needed to, and that's great. Hopefully it doesn't – I don't want the Super Bowl to go that way. I'd rather them score early.
I wouldn't give Mahomes too big a lead.
No, I wouldn't give him anything.
Yeah. So, but then Brock Purdy was doing pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, second half.
You know, a lot of people say that, oh, well, you know, it's the system he's in, but he ran at least two or three times I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know what his total yards were, but it's probably over 50 yards. And every time he ran, they said, well, he's not the most athletic guy. I'm like, he's one of the best football players in the world,
he's
regardless.
Not the most I remember him saying that just after he had run, like, you know, 26 yards to get a first down. And, you know, you're right. He may not be the most athletic guy in the world, but guess what?
He plays professional football.
And he wins.
For the team that's going to the Super Bowl. So I'd say he's pretty athletic.
And he wins.
Yeah.
You know, he does enough to win. And then that last throw where they got the first down and that was it, the game was over.
Yeah.
But you know what? Detroit, God bless them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't, if the Niners weren't in that game yesterday,
I'd go for
Detroit.
Everybody would have gone for Detroit.
Dan Campbell, great coach, and those fourth downs kind of bit him yesterday, but he went for it.
But and there's other times that's what got him there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Now that we're here, and I'm going to say one more thing before we get into business here. I just saw where Anthony Weiner.
Is he still around? He's not in office.
Okay, wait. Scott Weiner.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Scott Weiner.
California.
I am sorry. Yeah, Scott Weiner has introduced a bill to make it illegal to drive over 10 miles an hour in California. And to put governors
10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Over the speed limit. And the cars have to have governors put on them, as do trucks. Oh, come on. You know, I mean, this is the same guy that wanted to end bear hunting in California.
Is he the same one that introduced the bill for the entertainment districts in cities as well?
Which one was that?
I'm not sure, but just a few weeks ago, the city of Reading City Council sent a support letter to the state legislature for creating entertainment districts where you can have open containers within a certain area. So imagine, if you will, downtown Reading, downtown core, right here from Tehama down to, you know, south a little bit. You could walk from one restaurant to another with a drink. And that's something. I think it might not have been Scott Weiner, but it was someone within the last few weeks introduced a bill for that.
In certain locations.
So cities, my understanding is cities would create an entertainment district, and it would be up to the local jurisdiction to decide. Which, you know, I think it was unanimous from the city council. I could be wrong, but I believe they did vote in favor of it.
Does that mean then if I buy a cheaper beer in this bar, I can walk into another one with it?
I guess so.
I mean,
kind of like
and then
Vegas
I can walk back out and get a cheaper beer, walk back in, enjoy the music and all that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works in Vegas.
See, that's the way I think about it is, oh, this sounds really good. What are all those unintended consequences?
I think there's some pretty good price parity for beers, at least. Maybe not mixed drinks, but then we're going to have the public market downtown, you know, this fall.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be big.
It's going to be pretty dynamic downtown. Downtown's going to change a lot.
Okay. All right, Todd, let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, let's talk about your Economic Development Corporation's 2023 year in review and what you think is going to be happening over here over the next 6 or 7 months. Okay. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank. It is a community bank, local board of directors. They started about 17 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor of District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's down in Hemet, California. Yeah, I know, Hemet. But there's a funeral. So, Hemet, California is about on the freeway there, about 55 minutes from Palm Springs.
Close to Barstow, right? Beautiful Barstow. 29 Palms, that whole kind of...
It's closer to 29 Palms okay. than Barstow. And but, yeah, 29 Palms, another beautiful part of the world. I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. And you just put out a 2023 year in review, and which I went through. So you want to talk about what that is?
Yeah, so we are trying to get to do this every year, and we've missed a few, but we're excited to put that out again this year. I have a great director of marketing, Eric Januszewski, who put that all together. I mean, obviously, I helped him with content and stories, but he put it together in a flipbook format and did a great job. And, you know, really, I think we just get so busy, and there's so much going on, and, you know, there's wins and losses every single year. So it's good for us to put this year in review out to the community. We have a lot of stakeholders. Obviously, the taxpayers, our local governments, our biggest supporters at the EDC, and we contract with them to do economic development. So it's good for us to take a moment and just look back on the calendar year and see what we've accomplished, see what's come to town, see what's happening. You know, it's obviously focused on economic development. We don't do all the other things that are happening in the community, but just a great time to reflect on the year and, you know, think about all the good things that have happened.
Well, Eric Wittstrom, who is the chairman of your board?
Correct.
Okay. Eric's a good guy.
He is.
We've known him a long time. Linda has known him since high school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have statistics. We produce $9.4 billion produced annually in Shasta County.
Yep.
Wow. And the labor force, age 16 plus?
That's the total labor force. And right. I kind of went back and forth on if I should put the people who are actually working or the total number. We ended up putting the total number, which is 83,000. We have about 74,000 people actually working. So we have about 11,000 people or so that are unemployed, underemployed, that are not in the workforce at all. There's all these kind of different.
You've got them 16, though. I mean, those kids are still in school.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the national number. That's how they do it. So, but workforce, as I've mentioned probably last time I was on here, that's a big issue and something that we need to focus on this year is getting more people into the workforce.
7,645 businesses
with a physical location. Yep.
Oh, in Shasta.
Correct. Yep.
Right. The population growth, we've gone up.
Yeah, it's been modest. It's been modest. So I was at an economic forecast conference at Chico State last week, and Dr. Rob Eiler, who's a kind of the North State economist, he's a great guy. He actually predicted Shasta County will kind of be moderate over the next several years, but then it will actually end up increasing faster than the state average, hopefully in about 10 years, which is a little ways away, so a bit discouraging. But you know, at the same time, it's good to kind of know where you're at.
Well, that's one of the things they used when they were doing the impact fees.
Correct.
According to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, they looked at where that projections had been, and we were supposed to be at 235 by the end of of this decade. Don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're still, I think, at 190 or so is the county. I kind of round up.
Since I've lived here, we've been at 188.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only lived here 15, 16, 17 years now, but it's always been about 188, 190.
Yeah.
And California just doesn't make it easier on us.
Unfortunately, it does not. No, I'm not naive to that. You know, we did a video, which wasn't in the year in review, but I did send it out accompanying with some of my emails with the city of Shasta Lake, and we finished that last week. It's on our YouTube page, probably on our website by now. Mm-hmm. But Jessica Lugo is the city manager in the city of Shasta Lake, and she said it best, and you know, she said we can't control everything that the state of California does, but we're going to control what we can and welcome businesses. I'm paraphrasing, but we want to be a place that welcomes businesses, and I think the city of Shasta Lake and all of our local cities do a great job at that. Just to say, we don't have everything under our control, but what we can control, we want to make it easy for businesses to be here.
Well, I think that's the bottom line. You know, California is such a nanny state. We just talked about it. Oh, you can't drive. You know, you can only drive. What happens at those times when you may need a little burst of speed?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about passing.
Getting lanes. On the and freeway?
No, not even on the freeway's
passing.
Not too bad.
Sure.
Passing on two-lane roads.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what happens then? And you need that. Okay, you know, maybe you made a little bit of a mistake, but what if you need that extra 5, 6, 7 miles an hour? Yeah. So.
Again, or you're running from the cops.
Oh, you're running from the cops. No,
just kidding.
You can run, but you can't hide. Yeah. You can never outrun a radio.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay. But yeah, but that is difficult when you see people that you know that really good people are just kind of like, oh, yeah, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, Texas. Yeah. And they're just kind of taking themselves and leaving.
Yeah, I'm committed to – my big thing in 2023 was and I'll continue this for probably forever, but excuse me. Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim to your circumstances.
Yeah.
It is difficult. We have great legislators at the state level that are trying to make a change. Obviously, they're in a major minority. So just do what you can to make it better. Be competitive. Leverage stuff. Figure out ways. And, you know, looking at the year in review, too, I mean, some of these products or projects like Forterra or West Biofuels up in the Bernie area, you know, they're reacting to state regulations. However, they are bringing in economic development. I mean, the Forterra project is tens and tens of millions of dollars, and it could end up being a over $100 million project if they get to phase two. But it's great projects that we might not necessarily agree always with the reason that these projects start. Their goal is to reduce CO2 emissions from cement factories, but they're going to create good jobs. They've hired local contractors. They're solving an issue that the state has, but they're not doing it with tax dollars. It's privately funded at the Forterra project up at Cal Portland, which is an amazing project, and it's going to help Cal Portland be sustainable and not just environmentally but economically, so they can continue to operate in our community for another 100 years.
Well, then you've got Moss Energy.
Yep.
I mean, this has been a success story. I know two people. I know, in fact, I've written, you know, they've called me on for recommendations. They put my name down, and I went, which is a mistake for having any, you know, for me to recommend anybody. But, they just keep expanding.
Yeah, they're downtown. I mean, if they had another building like they just bought, they'd probably buy it downtown as well. But again, you know, it's state regulatory environment created conditions for those guys to be successful, and they leveraged it. And they're making money, and they're helping the dairy farmers be successful and be able to continue to operate.
In case you don't know what this is, Moss Energy, what they do is they go out to dairy farms, any place that's got lots of manure, and they capture it and then use the methane for power. And how do they just drain it off in the trucks or
how do they do it basically? And it really works because people say, well, they should go to Kalinga for Harris Ranch. It doesn't really work like that because dairy farms, dairies, and I went down and saw a couple projects. So otherwise, it's better when you see it. The dairy cows eating basically big, like, troughs or canals. There's probably some technical term for it. Concrete lined. And that's where they feed, and they're, you know, pooping while they're eating. And then they flush these troughs, you know, several times a day. So all the manure has been for a long time captured in these big ponds, and they were just uncovered.
Right.
And
right.
Now what Moss does is they come in and cover it, capture the methane. And it's interesting because it's like a big balloon, basically. The methane gas is rising this tarp up. And what they started to do was they actually turn that methane gas through a generator that they retrofitted here in Shasta County. And then they sold the electricity, kind of like a net metering for a solar. So the dairy farm would use some of the power. They would sell the excess to the utility company. Then what they actually started to do about 6 or 7 years ago, and really have done it mostly since, is they actually capture that methane gas and they inject it directly into the PG&E pipeline. So down in Central California around Visalia, they have, I think, what is the biggest private pipeline in California, where they're aggregating all these dairy farms with the methane gas, and they inject it right in to the PG&E pipeline. And so when you turn on your gas stove at home, it could be cow gas that's powering that, because it's basically the same thing as natural gas, methane.
And that's how it works. So let me tell you, but back in Tennessee, which is one of the largest hog producers, Tennessee and North Carolina, one of those two, one of the biggest hog producers in the United States, they were having problems with that because that's the same way they'd keep theirs. And then they'd have these floods, which would dump it all into the rivers. And, it was horrible. So it's the same thing. It's still methane.
And I think I don't know if they're in Tennessee, but I know they are all throughout the country now.
Yeah.
And they're doing hog. I believe they might be doing hog farms.
Oh, yeah.
But I know they're doing dairy farms all over the country.
It just makes sense. That's great. Well, just think if they could put a put this rubber balloon over the state house down in Sacramento.
It's a lot of hot air. It's a lot of hot air.
Well, some people would say it's a lot of BS.
Yeah.
So that would keep things going too.
And they're also working on landfills. I know companies like Moss. I don't know if Moss is involved in any yet. Wastewater facilities. I mean, there's a lot of different ones that, you know, even City of Reading, separate from Moss, but City of Reading is, you know, they're churning the solids from wastewater into biochar, and it's a really amazing product. It's, you know, one of the first large scale ones in California. So down at the just south of town on 273, they're churning the solids from wastewater into biochar, which can then be sold as a byproduct for all kinds of amazing stuff. So
what they're doing is they're drying out all the solids.
Correct.
And we know what those solids are.
Yes.
So they're drying it out in some kind of kilns or something or whatever. Yeah,
like a dryer. And they used to be able to go
and
put it in the
landfill. And then they can sell it as a power source.
And it's basically just carbon. And so they can turn it into plastics. They can turn it into
charcoal.
Pigments. It's kind of like a charcoal. Or they can turn it into ag amendments, and so you can actually use that biochar, add it back to crops, and it actually helps use less water and retain nutrients in the soil if you use the right ratio. People are mixing
I could see that where it would soak it up and hold it there instead of just draining it off.
A lot of applications, wastewater treatment as well. Stormwater treatment as well. So there's a lot of applications for biochar, and it's really a win-win. It was something that was going to cost
and
a
Redding's
lot more money.
Doing that.
Yeah, it was going to cost the city of Reading a lot of money to get rid of those solids, again, based on state regulations, which we could agree or disagree with. It doesn't really matter. The city of Reading said, hey, let's figure out a way to not make this crush us, and they're going to actually eventually be able to probably make some money off of that product.
Yeah, well, I can't begin to tell you all the emails and comments I've gotten since we're supposed to be putting all of our food scraps into the green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm getting emails on it and they're funny. Some of them are funny. Some of them are just angry. Not angry, like, you know what I mean. They're just, why? There's so many questions to it. Okay. We got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by another local business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff Wurst down at 3208 South Market Street. You know, he is an expert when it comes to repairing windshields. He fixed a large crack in my 8-inch, 10-inch crack in my windshield 17 years ago. 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, take your car down for a free inspection and analysis to Jeff Wurst at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally operated, locally owned, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back. Okay. Did you see the...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebon. It's going to be nice today, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Is that going to be beautiful or what? Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 65, and then it's going to start tapering into showers. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Thursday's going to have thunderstorms, so more rain. When you say chance of precipitation is 100%.
Yeah, Wednesday sounds like there might be a lot of rain.
Wednesday is probably a day to stay home, except we can't. And then Thursday is also going to have showers with thunderstorms. Whoa! I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. They put out this... online pamphlet.
Yep.
Called,
the 2023 year in review, and it should be on our homepage by now.
Yeah.
And so people can check it out at ShastaEDC.org. I think it's about, 20 pages or so. I can't actually remember exactly, but a lot of good information in there. And
yeah, I think it's something like that. But it's talking about businesses, big businesses mm-hmm. that are starting, like Emergent, Vertura. But the Cascade Village, a model for downtown revitalization mm-hmm. in the city of Shasta Lake. K2 jumped right into that one.
Oh, yeah, that was exciting. They had the groundbreaking last week with K2, City of Shasta Lake, CRDC, and Redding Rancheria were there, so and making it all happen, and they're moving dirt, and it's an amazing project. It's going to really transform the city of Shasta Lake. My dad grew up there, and he's since passed when I was much younger, but it's going to really change the face of Shasta Lake, and hopefully have a similar effect that we had in downtown Redding, where other private developers were also able to buy properties because, valuations were changing, rents were changing. You're kind of figuring out ways to right size it mm-hmm. so you can get some of those vacant, underutilized properties back on the market.
Well, it's going to be a $36 million mixed use development. And when it says that half of it's coming from the California Strategic Growth Council, does that mean that you have market price or you have low income?
I believe it's all going to be income qualified housing. I believe it's 49 units. It's probably written in the year in review that I wrote there, but I don't want to get too into the specifics on that project. I think they're going to have somewhere around 6,000 or 8,000 square feet of retail.
Yeah, around 49 units of affordable housing alongside 7,500 square feet of commercial space.
Yeah, look at that. I was pretty close in my
my
thoughts there. Yeah, so it's really, you know, it's exciting to see some new retail. And I've worked with the Knots over the last year, and we went to some conferences, some retail conferences, and talked to potential tenants, got some feedback, and you know, the K2 will figure it out. I was just trying to add a little bit of extra value when we went to these shows, and it's interesting to talk to these national retailers and figure out ways to get them to come to your community. You know, there's so many factors that we can't control, and really the demographics is obviously the first thing that they want to look at. They want to see what's the median income within like a mile. I mean, it's super, super close. They want to be close to all these other national tenants, and so, you know, my anticipation would be that you're going to see some, you know, local or regional type of tenants fill that space up. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I have no inside information on who they're talking to right now, but it's going to be a great space, and it's going to really transform the city of Shasta Lake.
Rancheria is building a hotel there.
Yeah, down on the corner. So right when you come in, kind of behind that waterfall, Shasta Dam waterfall at the entrance, that's the property behind that the Redding Rancheria owns, and they're looking at doing retail in a hotel. I'm not sure the status on that, but I know it's they've been working on it for a while.
Okay. That area down there, City Shasta Lake's nice, but having something like this is a huge game changer for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, that the real estate developments over the last few years as well, it's a great place to buy a house. You can get a great, great house up there. It's a great community. Close to the lake. If you can get insurance. Great utility rates as well. I mean, City of Shasta Lake, I think sometimes people forget this, that they also have their own utility company. We always think of REU, obviously. Redding Electric Utility is such an amazing asset for our region.
Yeah,
but Shasta Lake, it's actually cheaper. It's super affordable.
Yeah.
And they got some great communities up there. And, again, having my dad being raised there, it's, definitely always has a piece of my heart. I love the city of Shasta Lake.
Well, it's a great place, first of all. Let me see what else. Stillwater.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, some of it's status quo, but, Crossland Barnes Group, which is parcel 6A, that's a small Frito-Lay distribution facility. They got their building permit a couple weeks ago, which is exciting. And so there's dirt moving out there. They already did some of the site development work, and they're building. Some of the other big projects, it's still trucking along. Economic development takes a long time.
You've only got seven parcels left.
Correct.
And you've got like 12 that are either sold or in escrow or pending. Right
yeah,
now.
About one third is sold, one third is in escrow, and then about a sixth or so is pending.
Yeah,
and when I say pending, I had someone call me about that last week. It is a little bit elusive, but I wanted to put it in there. We have a company that has a letter of intent on parcels 14 and 15 with the city of Redding. Uh-huh. So they're not in escrow yet, but they do have a letter of intent, which is non-binding. But the city council approved that last fall, and they're working through a purchase and sale agreement, which I would anticipate is not going to have any issues, and that's going to go through within the next few months. They'll be in escrow. It's not going to be a quick close, most likely, but it's a manufacturing company in the wood products industry, which I'm really excited about. So it makes a lot of sense for our region. We have a lot of benefits, and it's a company I've been talking to for about a year. And again, economic development projects take a long time, but you know, thinking about last year and really thinking about the future, I'm always thinking about what can we win at. I'm not going to go talk to a tire manufacturer or a solar manufacturer. That's just not something that we're going to be very competitive in up here. But wood products, which these guys are, it makes a ton of sense. We've had a lot of great conversations with potential partners.
I don't know why we don't have more biomass. I mean, really, truly biomass, where we're providing electricity for Redding and Shasta County and North State.
We have two right now. One's underway, which is it's in the year in review, which is Hat Creek Bioenergy.
Right.
That is under under construction right now. They'll create 3 megawatts of energy in the Burney area, sell to PG&E. Then we had another one approved last fall from the Board of Supervisors as well, which is 2-Bit, a gentleman named Doug Lindgren, who's a longtime timber operator in the Intermountain area. He's creating a biomass facility as well right outside of Burney, actually closer to Burney than the Hat Creek Bioenergy facility, and that's 5 megawatts, where he'll sell 3. He'll probably use 1 on site, and then he'll actually be able to send a megawatt, up to a megawatt, which I'm sure won't be this much, to the wastewater facility, which is adjacent to him. So it's a really synergistic opportunity, and it's creating opportunities for all that biomass, which is really surrounding the Intermountain area, to have somewhere to go. Because one of the biggest hurdles, not the biggest, but one of the biggest hurdles is transportation costs. So taking wood chips from Bernie to Anderson to Sustainable Resource Management, it's very expensive. So if you can take it to a place right there, it's going to make it much more cost competitive, and you're going to be able to create energy for that region, which is great.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. I'm here with Ty Jones, the CEO of the EDC. He's got a digital the year of kind of a review of 2023 in business that you can go to their website and get to it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the airport.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of another Manic Monday. It is, welcome back, 7:49 in the morning here on the 29th of January, 2024. Gosh, we're running out of January already. This portion of the show brought to you by 41's Jewelry, rated number one in the North State in the Record Searchlight annual reviews there, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. Just really good people down there at 41's Jewelry. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. We got our wedding rings there, and we've been going there ever since. And we've never been to another jewelry store except 41's Jewelry. And I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. Let's talk airport.
Yeah.
Lot of stuff there. Monthly passengers.
Yeah, 2022 was a record year for the airport. In 2023, it looks like we're just going to miss it, but we still have a lot of people going through the airport. You know, one of the big reasons that 2023 was not as successful as 2022 was that Avelo flight to Las Vegas. When we had two flights with Avelo, one to Burbank, one to Vegas, and, you know, all of our other destinations, travel in 2022 was really tremendous. But 2023, we had a really strong year. We came up just short of 2022, but still have been doing really well. You know, I'll actually be meeting with Avelo next month and all of the airlines at a conference I go to every year, through our airline consultant, Meaden Hunt, who's just an exceptional, person and exceptional consulting group. So we'll meet with Avelo. We're absolutely pushing for that Vegas flight. We don't know if it's going to come back or not. We have indications that it will, but Avelo's a startup, and so, you know, they have about probably 15 destinations on the West Coast out of Hollywood, Burbank right now, but they're making Vegas a base as well, which will increase the amount of places that can fly in and out of Vegas.
Yeah, a lot of it's got to do with runway space.
There's all kinds. Gate space is a big deal. And then right now, which, you know, Avelo kind of wanted to just keep it under the radar. We don't have any flights with Avelo to Burbank right now. Those are not going to come back until February 16th, right. And they took, I believe, almost all of their planes out of service, or they were rotating them, mm-hmm. Which this was planned for 6 or 7 months. And so January is typically a very slow month for air travel, and so they mm-hmm. took their planes out for major maintenance and major things right now. And so February 16th, that flight to Burbank is going to come back, and it's been a great flight for us, and it's been a great flight for Avelo.
I know people that fly it all the time.
Yeah, it's very affordable.
Yeah. It's 83% full for United Airlines to San Francisco.
Yeah, the SFO flights have been doing well. We've had two flights a day right now, but we'll get back to three flights a day soon, and it's really all about connections, right?
It used to be a big, you know, it was a surprise.
Yeah.
You go down there and whether it was going to leave or not. You know?
Yeah, getting to where you wanted to go was always easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the interesting stats that we have in the year.
That was years ago, and it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, one of the interesting stats we have in the year. Year in review, sometimes I say year end, but year in review is the cancellations and delays, and we're actually well below the national average.
Oh, yeah.
Although I have, you know, I've been delayed, I've had cancellations, you know, we all have, and it kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And the problem is, you know, versus flying out of another
airport.
It's not
like 1%, though.
It's a lot less.
Yeah.
It's a lot less. We're a lot lower than the national average. So Reading Regional Airport is, you know, and again, this is also not on the airport, right? People say, oh, the airport.
It's
the whole system. You know, a lot of the reasons I've gotten delayed is the plane from, you know, Aspen to San Francisco or wherever had an issue and then it backs up. It's like a doctor's office, right? Everybody gets delayed.
And so when you're looking at on times flights, 85%, almost 86 for United, 90%. For United to Los Angeles.
Yeah, we had zero cancellations. I think we might have had a couple to
less
SFO.
Less than 1%.
And to LA in 2023.
Whoa. Okay. And then Alaska Airlines to Seattle, they were like 85% on time.
Yeah, and it's been – Seattle flight's been great. You know, Alaska Airlines – Flying locally, whatever airline you take is great with me, but I would encourage people to look at Alaska because there are certain flights right now based on the flight time, it's easier to get home with Alaska than go somewhere else. But, you know, the top destinations for Alaska Airlines from Reading, obviously it's Seattle and then Alaska itself, Anchorage, Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Those are the places people are going. People don't connect east very, very much based on the flight time with Alaska, but they've been a great carrier.
So we're going to really be pushing use Reading.
Yeah, we're going to be pushing in the next few months really fly local. This is the slow season for air travel, and so we need to spend you know, resources locally to fly local. Again, I'm meeting with the airlines next month at the end of the month. We all know that January, February is a slower month, but we need to continue to fly local. And one of the biggest numbers, which is in the year in review and that I've been touting a lot lately, is the retention rate. And so we went from about 18% to 34% retention in just under 3 years. And that's a big number because when we talk to airlines, we know how many people live in our catchment area, which is about a 60-mile radius from the airport, roughly. And the more people we can get to choose to fly Reading versus flying out of another airport, that's the biggest numbers the airport wants, or the airlines want to see, because they know we have enough people to support new routes to places like Denver and San Diego. But when people are choosing to fly out of other airports, that hurts our numbers. So when that retention rate grows, it shows that, it shows these airlines that we have the power to actually change consumer behavior based on our marketing efforts and obviously based on new flights and new routes coming in. So if we get that Denver flight here in the near future, you know, that's going to boost our numbers even bigger, which is going to create even more opportunities for us to get new flights. Denver's our number one focus. And then places like San Diego, for example, are other strong markets for us, because we know how many people fly everywhere in the world every single day from our region, and we have all these numbers for true markets. And so we can prove it to them, and the more people choose to fly local, the more opportunities we're going to have. It builds on itself.
Well, we really took a bite out of Sacramento.
Yeah, big time.
This was, well, 16%.
That's a big bite.
That's a big bite. And
yeah.
And so the other things, too, about flying local out of here local, you just park your car.
Oh, it's so easy.
Get there in 10 minutes, park your car, the TSA or people you know. So
yeah, I fly out next week. I'll get there. It's a 6 a.m. flight. I'll get there at, probably like 5:20, 5:30, whatever. I don't have a check bag and walk right on. So it's super easy. Get a theory.
Hey, hi, Todd. How you doing? Exactly. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Get a theory coffee when I get there. Have a pastry or something. It's awesome.
Get on. Fly down there.
Yeah, and then I'm where I need to go within, a few hours. But really, the best thing for me is coming back home.
It's always coming back
home. But when you fly into another airport and you have to drive home, that is the worst.
2 hours.
It's the worst.
Yep.
So getting here, having someone pick you up, or having my car there, it's so easy.
I'm not even sure with the parking, how much it costs to park there.
Yeah, Reading?
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is.
It used to be free.
It's a lot less than Sacramento, but it's so easy. And, people think if you get a ticket on your car, it's not really a ticket. You don't have to do anything. You can just walk in, go where you want to go, come back home, and there'll be it's not even a ticket. It's just basically, here's your invoice for how much you parked. It doesn't cost any difference than if you prepay. So you just go online, you pay that. The city gets a cut of that, and the person that manages the parking also gets a piece of that. But, there's some big things coming. We're finishing up a
– Yeah, we only got 2 minutes, so let's hit it.
Yeah, finishing up a master plan right now for the airport and what the airport's going to look like over the next 20 years, which includes forecasts for terminal expansion, which is really exciting. And then this fall, we're going to have a runway rehabilitation project, which is actually going to cut service for a few weeks, but we're going to have basically a brand-new runway, state-of-the-art, all the things that we need to have to have a successful airport, and it's a big deal. It's a big infrastructure project funded by the federal government, and kudos to the city of Reading and Jim Wadley for getting that grant.
Well, you know what? The federal government, infrastructure, standing army, and the border. That's
it. What else do you need?
What else do you need? And this is the kind of things I don't mind my tax
money going
to.
It's great. And the fact that we got it, very competitive grant, hats off to the city and Jim Wadley.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jimmy. Gosh, so with the 1 minute you have left, what's the forecast this year?
Housing forecast is strong. A lot of us probably saw that forecast. We're one of the highest projected to have housing price increases.
I saw that
this year, and I think with all of the stuff that's going to finally click into place, like the downtown public market, the Shasta Lake project. I mean, there's just so much going on right now. There's a lot of momentum, and momentum builds on itself. So I'm excited. I think the big thing that we need to focus on is the workforce participation rate and getting more people. I'm not saying we need to have 1 million people in Shasta County, but we need a few more workers so that our business could continue to grow. Because
maybe we should get up to 210.
Yeah, that's a good number.
210.
Yeah, our businesses locally need those employees, and 80% of new jobs come from existing businesses. So I really want to focus on business attraction is great, but we need to have our existing businesses be healthy and grow.
Okay. There you go. Todd Jones, CEO of EDC. Seen your name a lot.
It's been a great year. I've had a lot of fun.
Well, good. Well, I expect that the EDC will continue to go forward.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thanks, Carl.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah.
Got another Marine here. Yeah. Wiley was a Marine, too.
He was. Air traffic control.
He still is. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we have Laura Hobbs, who is running for 2nd District Board of Supervisors.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Illinois, the latest state to consider removing former President Trump from the primary ballot.
Clark Erickson, a retired judge and a Republican, presided over a hearing in Illinois Friday at which attorneys for Trump and citizens seeking to keep him off the state's ballot presented their arguments. The Illinois State Board of Elections is expected to consider his recommendation on Tuesday. Erickson wrote that Trump should be removed from Illinois' primary ballot, concluding that a preponderance of the evidence presented proved that Trump engaged in insurrection in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. But he also said the decision should be left to the courts. Comparing an attempt to resolve a constitutional issue with an election board hearing to holding a heavyweight boxing match in a telephone booth. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden promises a U.S. response to an attack in the Mideast that killed several American service members and wounded dozens more.
The president said the U.S. military had a tough day when three Americans were killed and dozens more military members were injured near the Syrian border. Speaking at a Baptist church in South Carolina, Mr. Biden said the U.S. shall respond after he observed a moment of silence. He blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes by such groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says former President Trump issued a statement calling the attack by Iranian proxies, another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender. North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un's dream of a nuclear-armed navy is a step closer to reality. Pyongyang says Kim has supervised test firings of cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines, has also reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 33 points. The Nasdaq trading 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Iran's top diplomats on a fence-mending mission to Pakistan.
Hossein Amirabad Dollahian wants to calm tensions after deadly airstrikes by Tehran and Islamabad earlier this month killed at least 11 people in a significant escalation in fraught relations between the two neighbors. The foreign minister says he'll hold in-depth talks with his Pakistani counterpart, Jalil Abbas Jilani. Relations between the two countries were imperiled after Iran targeted militants in Pakistan's restive southwestern Baluchistan province, killing two children. Pakistan, a day later, launched airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran, killing at least 9 people. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Sri Lankan diplomats talking with Somali authorities as they try to learn the whereabouts of a fishing vessel and its 6 crew members. They're suspected of having been abducted by Somali pirates. News and analysis, townhall.com. a tragic and deadly mistake in California.
A 911 recording shows a police dispatcher failed to tell two officers before they were fatally shot by a convicted gang member that the suspect reportedly had a gun and was under the influence of drugs. El Monte Police Officer Joseph Santana and Corporal Michael Paredes were killed in 2022 while responding to a report of a stabbing at a motel. The gunman, Justin Flores, then took his own life. Jason Walker reporting.
Oklahoma State Trooper Jesse Gregory was thrown to the ground when a vehicle he had pulled over for a traffic stop was hit by another vehicle. Says he feels lucky that he was able to walk away. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol posted dash cam video on its Facebook page. Happened along I-40 recently near the Oklahoma City suburb of Yukon. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Hemet, attending a funeral of her best friend's mom today. And we'll be back, she'll be back on Wednesday, back in town. So, but good morning, everybody. The 29th of January, 2024, 8:05 in the morning. The news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
It's Carl. National Puzzle Day.
Not only I don't know how I miss it, but today is National Privacy Data Day.
Privacy Data Day.
Yes.
Well,
I feel like it's really important day for this century.
I think it is, too. And our guest is going to probably, I'm going to ask her about that, about privacy and all those things. I know where she stands, I bet. I just got an idea. Just kind of out there. What else? You had a nice weekend.
Of course I did, as always, spending time here.
You like America, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do like the opportunities that I have here.
Okay, in the future, when I say you like it here in America, don't think. Just say, yes.
I was just in so
it's
many
like when
countries.
I asked Linda, do you ever question, us being married? And sometimes she looks at me for a couple of seconds, and
I do it too.
Really? Really? And she goes, no, I'm just thinking about how happy I am and all that. I said, no, the only way you answer that is yes. And then later on you tell me, yeah, I was thinking about it. Okay.
We have to analyze our life. Okay. Woman's logic.
Woman's logic.
Excuse me.
Today, mostly sunny with high near 60, 68. I'm looking out there right now in our window to the world. And it doesn't look real sunny right now, but it's supposed to be. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 65. A shower starting Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday, my friends, the rain could be real heavy at times on Wednesday and showers all through the day, 100% precipitation. Thursday, showers with thunderstorms Thursday and Thursday night. Friday, it's going to be a lot of rain out there. And like I said, thunder showers with lows around 42, highs about 54. Saturday and Sunday, chance of showers. But on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 51. It's going to get down in the 30s, 36, 35 on Friday and Saturday. So just be aware of that. And the weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business, family owned business, a veteran owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They treat their customers so well. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Laura Hobbs, Dr. Laura Hobbs. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Get in there, closer.
Okay.
Okay. Where are we? Okay. So, how's the campaign going?
It's going really well. Thank you for asking. I just had a fundraiser on Saturday at the Happy Valley Community Center. A wonderful evening. Good attendance and good food.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We even had someone sing the national anthem. That was a surprise.
That's the way Bless I'm all over that. I'm all over that.
Yeah.
You know what? I can never figure out why the League of Women Voters don't do a Pledge to Allegiance, but that's their national charter. They don't do that. I wonder why that is.
I've
always wondered that. Well, the reason that it came up was they got into a real one person wanted to use their time for it, and they said, oh, no, you can't do that, and this is my time. I mean, this was a couple of years ago. And I always wondered about that. It's, why don't you do that? I guess you don't have to, but it just seems like if you're having a debate, for our great republic here, that you have
it, we should have it. And in fact, we're going to have a debate on Wednesday. I want to mention that.
Yeah. Who's it going to be with?
It's going to be with the candidates for District 2, District 3, and District 4.
Okay.
And there may be somebody there who does
Is it League of Women
of
Voters?
Allegiance.
Or is it?
Yeah, League of Women Voters.
Oh, well, we'll see. Tell people who you are.
Okay.
Dr. Laura Hobbs.
My name is Laura Hobbs. I'm running for supervisor in District 2. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I got my PhD in microbiology over 10 years ago. And I'm just a regular citizen who's fed up with the state of affairs in our country right now. I feel like the 2020 election was stolen. And our country, ever since that time, has really gone downhill quickly. We all are aware of the Bidenomics that is occurring. And there's not really too much we can do about it in D.C. or in Sacramento. I feel like the place where this has to be resolved is here at the local level. That's where we have the most power to change our circumstances. So that's why I joined the election.
Of course, there's a big election explosion when the board of supervisors wanted to go to a hand vote, and the state of California said, nope, you can't do a hand vote. So we have election machines now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure it's not
Hardin or Civic.
Hardin, okay. So that's what we're going to use, it appears.
Yeah, they did vote to end the Dominion contract,
right.
and their intention behind that was to not have any voting machines
right.
when they made that vote. However, they did not make it a local ordinance to say we will only hand count in Shasta County. So that is something that I think we can and should do, is to say we're only going to hand count.
It's
going to be
elections.
Well, for local, national, for everything.
Oh, for everything.
We're only going to hand count in Shasta County. We're going to do it at the precincts, and we're going to use the paper poll books, which is because the voter rolls is where we get a lot of the fraud, and a lot of the problem is our voter rolls are not clean.
Well, I see that all over the country. And then when they do go out and clean them, they're finding thousands and thousands. I mean, just look this up. I mean, you can see that a lot of times. And it's not because people are trying to cheat. What it is let's just take Chico. You have so many students go through there that register to vote, hooray for them. And then when they move from there, they just don't say anything. And then they register in another place, which they're supposed to send things. They're supposed to be all type, but a lot of times that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So, people have been dead for years, and so just clearing it. And even though the counties try to keep track of it, there's still – you can't help but think across America there's got to be – hundreds of thousands of people that are still registered that are either dead, moved, whatever.
Yeah, some of it is definitely just negligence. There's also a statewide coordinated thing that's going on. Some of you were able to see Dr. Frank when he was here in town, and he talked about how the voter rolls are being manipulated at a centralized location such as the state, because you see an increase in and a decrease that's coordinated through all 58 counties except for Modoc County. And the synchronization of those changes to the voter rolls, the up and then the down, could only be caused by a centralized control.
Why not Modoc County?
Because
there's only 10 people.
Because
there's only 10 people and 100,000 cattle live there?
Yep.
Okay, now, I have a tendency to be cynical here.
Okay.
So the... when they're scrubbed, they have to be scrubbed by law, they have to be scrubbed, what, every 3 years, 4 years, what?
If they miss two general presidential elections, then by law they have to be removed.
Okay.
but what we're seeing, that up and down, if you look into it, there's a gentleman by the name of David Robb out of San Joaquin County, and he calls it vote churning, because what happens is overall the voter rolls stay the same, but there's huge decreases, huge decreases and then huge increases. So you have this up and down that goes on, but the average stays about the same. It's not until you actually start looking at it, doing different time points, that you can see there's this churning that goes on behind the scenes.
So if the voter rolls stay the same, but there's huge ups and downs, mm-hmm. So it would go up a lot and then down a lot, but it stays the same number?
For the most the same, not exactly. And one thing that Dr. Frank points out is that the voter rolls are increasing beyond the general population growth trend.
Oh, okay.
So there is a slight increase overall.
So how many voters do we have in Shasta County?
I believe it's 112.
Out of
100,000, but they don't.
Out of 189,000 people here, 112,000 people are registered.
Registered, yeah.
Are registered, but out of that, what? Depending on what the election is, 50-60% vote.
Well, there was 96. I think around 96,000 for the last Trump election in 2020.
Yeah, a lot of people came out. Yeah, for the presidential elections, a lot more come out than just, say, the local elections.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a lot of people. Okay, we're here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two different offices under the same roof. All your insurance and financial needs under the Maxwell Insurance and Financial name. Judy's been helping people, veterans, seniors, business owners, families since 1993. With all the craziness going on with the insurance companies and the economy, as we've talked about, maybe you need time for a free review and evaluation of your insurance and your retirement plans. How about your 401ks? If you think you'd like to do that with some very, very competent people, give them a call at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven, conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction. And I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:20 in the morning on the 29th of January, 2024. We've blown through this month. Pew! Just like that. Just like that. And it's supposed to be sunny today. I'm just not seeing it on our window to the world. Doesn't mean it won't clear up. I am here with Dr. Laura Hopps, and she's running for District 2.
District 2.
Oh, District 2. I was right. I get my districts mixed up ever since they threw me out of my district that I was in for 15 years. So, and she is, some of the things she wants to do is make sure we have fair elections, transparent governance, no lockdowns or vaccine mandates. I think we're past that. Though, don't you?
Well, I hope so, but I still think it's important for us to make a statement there because it shows folks how we feel about it and that we wouldn't do it again. You know, when it came before the board last year, mm-hmm. Tim Garman says, well, it depends on how bad the virus is. If it's even more deadly, we might have to reconsider everything, doing everything over again, basically. So it's we're over that. Yes, I agree. But it's still something we have to consider because they're bioengineering new viruses every day.
Well, here's my fear, is that we get something like the Spanish flu, even though Spanish flu is not the Spanish flu, but the Spanish flu. And it killed so many people. And we get one of those, but people don't trust the government anymore.
Yeah, they've lost their trust.
They've lost their trust over what happened with COVID.
Exactly.
And I mean, and there was a lot of reasons to lose your trust, but we get hit with a terrible, terrible, whether it's bioengineered or whatever it is, and people are really sick and people are really dying. But then the rules change, right?
Yeah, since they've already used the fear card, it's going to be really difficult to get people.
I mean, you're
afraid.
A microbiologist. You know that. I mean, there could be things out there. So, but I understand what you're saying is, you know, fool me once.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, how are you going to transform business in Shasta County?
Okay, well,
that's one of the things you want to do.
Yeah, one of the ways that we can revitalize businesses is to reduce or eliminate county fees for instance, the impact fees.
Which they just voted to do.
Which they just voted to do for the new growth. But there's other areas that we may be able to reduce. We have to reevaluate the 2008 Nexus predicted growth, which didn't happen, and that's how they based their fee structure. For everything, not just for the new growth, but also for the things like putting a new roof on your home and, you know, upgrading your HVAC and all that stuff.
I think they said it was supposed to be $235,000 by the end of the, by 2030. It doesn't look like we're going to make that. Just talking to the EDC, they don't see that happening.
Yeah. No, they estimated between 2008 and 2030 that we would grow by 90,000 people. So far, we've only grown by about 3,600 people.
We need more people.
Yeah.
We need, just for business. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So fees, that's one way of doing it. What are some other things?
Another thing is that we need to really take control over the problems of homelessness, public camping. You know, people shouldn't have to step over homeless people in order to enter their place of business. I spoke to a lady the other day that she's a small business owner, and she pulled up to her office, and there was somebody sleeping there right in front of her front door, and she decided instead of confronting the person or calling the RPD, she would just sit there and wait until they woke up and got their day started. So this is a real problem. We need to look at the rights of the citizens, the law-abiding citizens who have a right to go to work and be able to work and promote their business. And
But most of those are city problems, aren't they?
A lot of them are city. Some of them are county.
Yeah. So
it depends if it's in the unincorporated areas or within the city limits.
Yeah. Well, within the city limits, you have most of them just because that's where the services are and, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. So my camping out in Shingletown isn't – I don't think they have a real problem up there.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Happy Valley, they have a citizen patrol. So when they find somebody who's camping in a public area, it's an unincorporated area of Shasta County, they go and tell them to move on, to collect their stuff, and if they don't, then they just remove the camp themselves. So that's something we're kind of at that point, unfortunately, when sometimes the citizens themselves have more authority to resolve the situation because they don't always get the assistance they need. In the case of unincorporated, it would be from the sheriff. In the case locally here within the city limits, it would be the RPD. And I'm not blaming the rank and file at all. I support them 100%. I think it's probably something that's coming from the top down. They need to be given orders and to know how to approach these situations and how to handle them.
Well, I would think with the board of supervisors we have now, it would be pretty clear how they want to handle it.
Yeah. So I think we need to investigate what's going on. You know, why are these laws that are already on the books not being enforced?
Okay. Now, one of the things you wanted to do was an external forensic countywide audit.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that for years now from everybody that's in there now.
Yeah.
And I don't see one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have started one this year, wouldn't you think?
Yeah,
why do you think they haven't?
You know, I'm not exactly sure why. I feel like this board has accomplished a lot in the last year.
Oh yeah, I'm not arguing things like that, but that was one of the things they all wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Was this forensic audit to find out where all the money is, how much money's being spent by everybody. Mm-hmm. Where did that $200,000 go and all that? But it hasn't been done yet.
I can't really tell you. I can't speak for them, but I can speak for myself as a citizen because I oftentimes see things come before the board. Like recently there was a $7.5 million expenditure for over 3 years for a contractor out of Riverside. It was Vista Pacifica Enterprises, and, you know, they went ahead and approved it. They didn't really give it a harsh questioning. I said, how many people are being served by this? And they said, well, you know, 16 to 18 people. And then I said, well, 16 to 18 people per month.
Was it a drug or something rehabilitation?
Yes, it was some locked facility where you could
inpatient,
go get
inpatient. Type?
Yes, psych.
Okay, got it. Because I was not familiar with
psych
it.
Psych care,
I'm sorry,
and all that.
I didn't mean to break in.
So no, that's
you
okay.
asked.
So I asked that, and then I looked in the Vista Pacifica Enterprises, and you can see online how much of their money goes towards overhead. Well, not how much of the money, but you can see how many employees are higher-level management and how many are actual employees, and over half were the higher-level management. So it seems like we have a habit of supporting places where a lot of the money actually goes to the top, to the, you know, either in NGOs or these private contractors, and not so much money goes to the bottom.
Was this a grant or something, or money provided by the state, or was this, did that come out of our own funds?
That came out of our own funds, but it's over a three-year period.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, that's about, if you break it down for 16 to 18 people over 3 years, $7.5 million, it's about $11,000 per month of the taxpayer money going to support these 16 to 18 people.
Per individual?
Per individual.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's 16 times 11.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of just wrote it off and said, well, that's, we only pay if the service is rendered, so it's not a guarantee that we're going to pay that amount. It's just up to that amount. But it's just those type of things where you really need to look into it. Each board of supervisor, and I, for myself, if I were on the board, I would take it upon myself to do that little bit of research that I did just as a citizen sitting there in the audience, and see, is this, what are the services provided for this amount, and are we getting our money's worth? Is this money going to, you know, to NGOs where it's paying these high-level executive salaries and not actually to services for our county and for our citizens?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we always used to do when we – is that you going off there?
That's me. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, it's right at 8:30.
Okay.
this portion of the show. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, a guy that's out there all the time questioning government about why they do things like garbage, their new rules for garbage. But Cypress Square Barbershop is where I've had my haircut since I moved here to Redding many years ago. Never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated, been there a long time. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can drop by. And if there's an opening, you get a haircut. You get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Dr. Laura Hobbs.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available or at shastacollege.edu.
You better not kill the groove. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 29th of January, 2024. I keep saying that. I'll just say that through the end of the month just to remind people that it's 2024 since some of you are still writing 2023 on your checks. 8:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a teaching hospital that has 13 residents there. It's a 3-year program. This is they are already looking for the next group. 1,800 candidates applied, and they're going to take 12. I imagine those 12 would be pretty good, just like the last 13 were. This is a 3-year program that continues on and on and on, bringing new doctors into Shasta County, and they're working not only at the hospital, but at local clinics, and including the Veterans Administration Clinic. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, and we're going over the things that she would like to accomplish. We talked about that audit. Do you believe in zero-based budgets? Where everybody starts at zero every year and has to prove what they need?
I think that'd be a great idea.
I think that's a good idea. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Instead of just getting 7% more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's money being wasted at the county?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now we don't know the full extent of it, but that's what a forensic audit would enable you to look at. Is each department individually and the efficiencies of that department. So
it doesn't mean corruption. That's not what you're talking about. You're just looking at the amount of money they're spending and
what we're getting out of it as a taxpayer. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But I also do think we need to drain the local swamp.
Okay. And what's that?
Well, we have corruption within our government, and we need to be aware of what's there. There are some serious allegations that have been made, and I think if we impaneled another grand jury to look at them and investigate, we could really start to whittle that down. Right now the grand jury is overworked, and they have certain administrative duties that prevents them to taking on new cases. So
they can't do criminal cases,
yeah.
But they can do investigative cases of government.
Mm-hmm. And another area that is important is the county resource department, which does the permitting for, mm-hmm. for instance, when Reverge Anselmo wanted to build a private chapel on his property, and he wasn't allowed to. And the Exodus Farms here, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but there's a place, it's a horse farm.
Exodus
where they,
Farms is a... it's a church, but it's also a place where kids that have been put in foster care come out and ride horses. I've been out there several times. It's a wonderful asset to our community. So I'll just tell everybody there, I'm a supporter of Exodus Farms. Mm-hmm. And what's going on with them?
Yeah, they have equine therapy, which is very mm-hmm. helpful for children that have been abused and in bad situations in their life. They're having a really hard time with the County Resource Department. They've been trying since 2014, 10 years, to get a permit. And they have certain, it seems like the goalposts keep shifting on them. The county wants them to do this, and then they do that, and then the county wants them to do something else. And it just, at this point, it just looks like retaliation against them because they have different political beliefs.
You know what? I think they should be look. I think it should be looked at, but I know also the state is one of the main obstacles to Exodus Farms too, and I know they're fighting the fight out there. You know, they built a bathroom. Nobody else has built bathrooms, but they built bathrooms out there and all mm-hmm. these things. And it is a wonderful facility. And I know the people that run it, and they're stand-up people. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that that somebody should look at how can we get them the permits they need. They built mm-hmm. another road out there mm-hmm. you know, so they could have an in and out.
And they keep trying to satisfy the requirements the other. They're even going to tear down a perfectly functional barn. In
barn
order
they have
to meet,
out there?
Yeah, not the big one, but the smaller one where they keep uh-huh. their tools. And
because it's not what, permitted? Or
yeah, because of certain permitting regulations and it's just ridiculous, you know what I mean, to
well, I
go
hope somebody
after
does look
somebody.
At that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Reversion Somo took delight in poking in Yale County. And mm-hmm. It was so many things that he was trying to do that were beneficial to our county. And mm-hmm. He had his time frame, county had theirs. And it was a mess.
Yep.
So,
So I think that we really need to look at that when we're looking at our local government and possible corruption. There's certain things, you know, one of the things I say on my campaign flyer is the people of this county do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. And I think that we need to look at each governmental department within the county and to make sure they're not just using excessive power against the citizens. And that also ties back into the impact fees and things of that nature.
Where does the money come? They've suspended the impact fees. So mm-hmm. where does the money come from that takes the place of those millions of dollars?
You know, it's not actually as much money as you would think for the county because they can't use it. They can't directly fund any department with it. They can backfill with it if they want.
But they can build jails with it. I think that's one of the things they can do.
Yeah. So I don't think it is as much money as you would think.
Well, 2.8 million is pretty big to me.
Yeah. But the figure we were talking about, 7.5 million, just passed through without even a blink of an eye.
Well,
so you have to put it in perspective.
Yeah. Well, but where does that money come from, though? That mm-hmm. even if it's $2 million, where does that $2 million come from?
Well, it
when
comes,
they do that, I mean, I asked
it comes
Patrick
from the
Jones
taxpayers.
That. Yeah. It does come from the taxpayers, and what Patrick Jones said is because it will bring in the new business and more building that you get it on the other end.
Yep, that's right, with the increased tax revenue for property that has structures and buildings.
You're betting on that.
Bottom line is that if you own property, you should be able to build on it if you want to. You shouldn't have to
totally
go to neighboring
agree.
Counties to build. Because it's going to save you $20,000 if you build in Tehama or build in Modoc County or
something. There's a lawsuit up in front of the Supreme Court right now from California.
Yep.
You saw that.
I did.
$23,000 for permits to put up a manufactured home on his own property.
Mm-hmm. That was in El Dorado County.
Yeah, Supreme Court's looking at that right now.
Mm-hmm. So anytime that you have a fee that's not commensurate with the services rendered, it can be considered a tax. And I don't want any taxes in this county that are not rightful. And I don't want any new taxes either. So I think we need to really look at what we're paying and what we're getting for
living within our means.
And living within our means, yeah.
Richard, good morning.
Good morning. I have a comment and then a question for Mrs. Hobbs. So the budget cycle is coming up pretty soon. we have a, in my opinion, a way overbloated public health department. 1,100 employees, $330 million. The state budget's going to be requiring some pretty decent cuts probably this year. My question is, I call for the Board of Supervisors now, and my question is, does Dr. Laura Hobbs agree? I call for our Board of Supervisors to have a very thorough public health detailed departmental report to the board this year, which also includes not just how many patients that they serve under each program, but also how many visits, you know, of course we're not going to release names, but how many separate patients and how many visits per patient per program. Because I think we have way too much redundancy, bloat, everything else. And if we get patient information and visits and stuff, I think we're going to see that we are way overpaying for public health. And Dr. Laura, do you agree with that? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you.
I absolutely agree with that, Rich. Thank you for bringing in the stats and the data there, because we need to look at this. This is our biggest expenditure for the county, and it needs to be examined and with a fine-tooth comb, you know, like you're saying, at the level of how many patients were served. We deserve to know this information.
Well, I think that goes for everything. Is, you know, bureaucracies have a tendency to bloat up because they just keep getting money. They don't have to worry about their bottom line. I would hope that that's one of the things you're talking about, that taking a look at what everybody's spending and what are we getting for our money. I know where every dollar goes in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And, exactly. I mean, as do every business owner. And we need to know that we're getting, if I'm paying this money, what am I getting from that? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the, I think, the biggest jobs an elected official has to do.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
I couldn't agree more.
Doesn't count worth a cup of spit. So, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Laura Hobbs.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. I love that song. Just love that song. Yeah, I can't help it. It's 8:50 in the morning here on the 29th of January, and I'm here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, who's running for 2nd District Supervisor. It's a four-person race, and everyone has been on once except one, and I'm trying to drag him in here. I shouldn't say drag. I'm trying to set the right time so everybody can make it here. And Laura has made it pretty clear what she stands for. You don't have to, you know, and I think that's so important that you make it real clear. So then people later on don't go, well, I didn't know she was going to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that you have published, Laura Hobbs, says exactly what you're going to do if elected.
Exactly. And you can visit my website, votelaurahobbs.com, LauraHobbs. I'm not afraid or intimidated to say how I feel and how I believe. I stand by my convictions, and that's what's going to guide me. So I'm not hiding anything from anybody. I'll answer a question straightforwardly, right off the top. I'm not going to hold anything back.
SB2. Let's go SB2, because the Second Amendment's important to the northern state, and especially in Shasta County. The sheriff's made it real clear what he thinks of the part that's been, there's a stay put on it in court. I think the DA feels the same way, maybe hasn't been as emphatic, you know, in print as the sheriff has, but she's a constitutional type person too. What happens, but there's parts of it that are still out there, like having to put a sign up in your business that says you welcome Second Amendment supporters. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty ridiculous. I think everybody who has, you know, everyone should be able to carry a weapon if they so choose. That's what the Second Amendment guarantees in our Constitution. We have the right to keep and bear arms, and we don't need the state to tell us it's okay. We don't need to wait for permission from the state to tell us it's okay. It's already within our rights to keep and bear arms.
The SB2 kind of like makes it so it's impossible. I can't help but think it's going to be struck down by the Supreme Court, and you've got to and the Supreme Court could be specific enough so we never have to worry about this again. So they put together something they're sending to the state saying they don't support SB2. I think the Board of Supervisors are.
Yeah, I applaud what the Board of Supervisors have done. of recent where they put an ordinance forth saying that you're allowed to carry on county property.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they have done is to say, hey, we basically, it's what we, when we set our oath of office, we committed to the Constitution of the U.S., of California. And so to do otherwise would be violating their oath of office. And I think they did the right thing when they passed this a couple of weeks ago.
United States Constitution overrides the California Constitution.
Absolutely.
If I understand this right.
Mm-hmm.
The Fountain Wind Project is still around.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
When do you think that that's going to be heard? Have you heard anything? I mean, the final, I know they're coming up and they're getting comments from people. When do you think that's going to hit?
You know, I did listen to the whole...
I know where you stand on it, but you can tell people where you stand
on
it.
I think we need to fight against those strongly. The county has already said twice that they don't want windmills in this county. They even made an ordinance saying they were not allowed. They're illegal. The state went ahead and came up with some laws. AB 205 is one of them, saying that, well, we're going to decide. We're going to let the California Energy Commission decide whether or not it's okay. Right now, there's a lawsuit out against them filed by the county and also by the Pitt River Tribe, I believe, saying that, you know, we don't want these windmills here. The problem is that it's not just up there where they want them. They want them all. They want them in Bali. They want them in McLeod. It's not just Round Mountain that they want to have them. And they will take over our entire county. They're monstrosities. We don't need them. We don't want them. They're 600 feet high. The tallest building here is the courthouse, which is 100 feet high, the new courthouse that they built. And so imagine 600 feet high. You can't fly over them. They create their own wind patterns. So you can't fight fires with helicopters like you usually do when you put the fire retardant on or water, whatever it may be. So it's a fire hazard. I've seen them spontaneously combust. They're full of petrochemicals in order to lubricate the turbines. It's not green energy. It's a hoax, and we don't need it here.
Here's a question coming in from our chat room. What about the current mental health problems we have right here in mm-hmm. Reading? Do you see a solution to this? I mean, you're against spending the $7.5 million pass-through money or whatever it is, but we do have a mental health problems here.
Would you
agree to that?
I would agree with that, and I've heard that we don't have any mental health for juveniles that need assistance. If they need, if they're suicidal or whatnot, they have to go to a facility which is hours away from here instead of being here locally where their families can come and help them and support them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area we could certainly improve upon. The other issues is there are certain programs available, such as the New Life Discovery, which is a non-denominational faith-based organization, and they do help people. However, they have to abide by the rules outlined. They have to be wanting help, and they have to do certain things. They have to stay clean, and they have to follow the rules that they have for them at the facility. So we need more options like that for folks, where if they truly want help, that they can get the help that they need.
I'm just reading some of the things that come through here. They're in the chat room. Most of them are just comments. So, anyway, on their own things they have. Okay, we've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Where do we go to see Laura Hobbs? Where do you, if somebody wants to talk to you, where's your next meetings, all that?
Okay. I'm having a town hall on Thursday, February 2nd, at the Reading Public Library, 1100 Parkview Road. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Open mic. You can ask whatever questions you want. And I usually answer everybody's questions pretty quickly and succinctly. Anyone's welcome to join. I'm also going to be at the debate, which is with the League of Women Voters, on Wednesday. That's February 1st. Starts at 6 p.m. At the Community Center in Shasta Lake. And check my website because I have a lot of town halls coming up. And my website is votelaurahobbs.com, LAURAHOBBS.
Is that a website or is that a Facebook?
That's a website, but actually, folks, I really need likes and follows on Facebook. So if you go to my website, click the Facebook link and like and follow me on Facebook as well.
Because I'm trying to find your website, and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to go back and try again. Then just not here to do it for me.
I made my own website, and then we've been working on it, improving it, so it's pretty slick now. You can see all my videos. You can see all the times I've gone before the board. I clipped it, put a ramble. I have a number of campaign ads on there, too, for people to check out.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Laura Hobbs, for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll do it again in Feb.
All right,
great. Because before the election, so I'm trying to get everybody on three times. And I do have Alan Lewis scheduled. Alan Long scheduled. I just haven't figured out what day it is. I mean, he's scheduled. I just don't know what day it is. So he will be on. Okay, everybody, have a great day.
Much.
It's supposed to be sunny today. We'll see you. And God bless America.
God bless you.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.